Yes, hello everyone. This is the obligatory video where I raise my voice and show you all the yellow circles next to my content on this channel. Indeed, as I tweeted out a few days ago, our channel has been hit with a demonetization stick and we're in no way alone. The latest in a long line of changes for the platform, YouTube have now pretty much made it clear that their primary obligation isn't to content creators, but rather to their advertisers. And honestly, we shouldn't be surprised or have expected otherwise. Even the largest of the affected content creators are a drop in the ocean to the content that YouTube makes its money from. And as long as their advertisers can connect with that content without any of the other content getting in the way, YouTube can keep making money. And the biggest beneficiaries of YouTube can too. Now, I believe in the free market principles that YouTube can do whatever they want for their business and let the market decide if it's a good proposition or not. And while it's not hard censorship, in the sense that they are stopping you posting your videos, we've got to be honest and say it's the soft censorship of disincentivization. In summary, if creators of mature content are financially penalized, they either slow down the volume of content they make, stop altogether, or migrate to another platform that can offer them what YouTube used to. And it's not YouTube's fault that no such platform exists. Of course, that in itself doesn't tell the full story. Partner news channels like the Young Turks handle news, politics, and mature content as well, but suffer no such penalties. YouTube are, of course, making choices based on ideology as well as business, but they're allowed to do so. The outrage from people affected by these changes is a slippery slope to hypocrisy. YouTube doesn't have to use their business clout to connect you with advertisers they solicited. If you truly support free speech, you support their right to pick and choose who they do business with. It's a complex issue for sure. Obviously, advertisers who appear on videos are no more associated with the content creator than an advertiser buying TV time is associated with the programming that precedes their advertisement. However, with so many people in the mainstream media gunning for alternative sources of news and editorial, there was always going to be a few bumps in the road for the new media, and this is one of them. I've seen a few videos stating that this is a blacklist. That's not entirely true in my experience. What happened as I see it is that some form of chat scanning, talk scanning, sound scanning algorithm was used across any channel vaguely deemed to be making mature content. And any video that contained certain trigger words were immediately demonetized. These algorithms are pretty terrible at the moment. It is for this reason we've seen YouTube delete legitimate works of journalism, such as the documenting of Syrian war crimes, because the algorithm either thought it was an extremist recruitment tool or Islamophobic. Anyway, if a channel hit a certain amount of videos demonetized, it then entered into a default state where all subsequent videos, regardless of content, will start as demonetized. And I can safely assume this, as after my last few videos about esports content, which are pretty vanilla and inoffensive across the board, they were demonetized, but they had their ads reinstated upon appeal. This isn't a great system, because I made no income on the video in the time it was deemed to be unsuitable, and I'm sure this is quite deliberate. It is further incentive for people now placed in this state to go off platform. And let's be clear, that's what YouTube wants. In an email publicized in the last 24 hours, YouTube's even said that to be advertiser friendly, you have to make your videos suitable for 5-year-olds. YouTube isn't a place for adult conversations anymore. It's not a place for disagreement and the long back and forths we used to see between content creators. The YouTube you knew where you could make money doing these things is over. These decisions have effectively reduced your subscriber count to little more than a number you can use to entice off-site advertisers. And honestly, this is actually the way all YouTubers should have been going anyway, in my opinion. It does seem to me to be a little bit entitled to allow a vast corporate monolith to do the legwork for you in effectively getting ads onto your videos, while the average content creator seems to not do more than throw out a few referral links that anybody could get. You'll notice that the large channels hit by demonetization have all maintained that while it means a cut in their income, they will survive and continue to do work due to their existing business partnerships being able to fund them. So yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. I know people want to sponsor what we do on this channel, and I'm sure we'll find someone eventually that's suitable, even if we have to use crowdfunding in the interim. But again, this is the problem. YouTube aren't just leaving the numbers alone. They are constantly manipulating them, and this, along with the demonetization, is where it starts to get sinister. On this channel, we go through a process of every day we publish a video, which is quite frequent. We do about 20 videos a month. We lose 60 to 100 subscribers. We know these aren't dead accounts or people who don't like the content because they message us. They ask why they were unsubscribed. YouTube have denied that they're doing this, but the only other explanation is some form of mass psychosis among my audience, and I don't buy that. In addition to this, as shown from this comment Dave Cullen published just today, many people who are allowed to subscribe don't get notified when we release a video. Meanwhile, overall numbers are down as a result of this. I've seen it myself. Before the bug was cited publicly and frequently, our videos would hit 50k, whatever goofy shit we were talking about. Now the average is between 20 to 30, and I regularly get messages from people saying they're 10 or so videos behind because these notifications don't trigger. We're not even being recommended to people who've watched our videos anymore. And I think this is the biggest issue I have with it all. For me, the audience is more important than the money. I've wanted to grow the channel, not to earn wealth, but simply to have more people exposed to the reporting and the contrarian stance we take on current affairs. I know YouTube have been purposefully stifling that growth and reach, whatever they want to publicly admit. Now more than ever, with the only thing a YouTube channel offers being an audience, people need to pressure YouTube to stop this manipulation of the numbers. Fine, we get it, YouTube, you don't want your advertisers on our videos, but don't hamper us getting our own by making our audience appear smaller than it is. And if anyone thinks I'm paranoid or that these things can be honestly explained away as glitches, explain to me then why it's always the same thing that is affected by these supposed glitches. It's always the sub numbers. It's always notifications. It's always people recommended list. And it always seems to be the same channels. It's always to do with the audience and the reach and the growth. And we know from recent announcements that they are trying out new algorithms that recommend videos you might not ordinarily view. We know they funded and elevated certain types of content creator over others. There's too much circumstantial evidence to suggest anything other than YouTube cooking the books when it comes to channel growth. Hopefully that will stop now that they've insulated their advertising partners from the supposedly questionable content. But they're not even willing to admit that they're doing it, so I'm not going to hold my breath. For this channel, and no doubt many others, to keep the content coming, we'll have to start a Patreon. Many will see this as a solution, but again, I'm not so confident. It might get me excommunicated from the circles in which I swim, but I had no issue with Patreon shutting down Lauren Sutton's account, and to their credit, they've been relatively consistent in shutting down accounts that have engaged in similar activities. They shut down an account that organized Antifa rallies, and they shut down the account of a Huffington Post writer who was doxing people for attending the rally in Charlottesville. This might make them seem ideological neutral, but how long before the hit pieces come when they see more and more naughty YouTubers successfully funding their work through the platform? How much negative press could Patreon take before they decide that, unfortunately, political content has got to go in order to protect their reputation and investment? I'll call it ahead of time and say that is coming, whether we want to prepare for that future or not. And when it does, guess what? It'll be Patreon's right to do it, even as much as it will suck for those affected again. The long-term solution here seems to be two-pronged. The first is to find out once and for all how much manipulation YouTube are actually engaging in when it comes to your channel numbers, which would only be possible with a class action lawsuit. I mean, this is very important now if people are going to use the YouTube number as a means to get other sponsors and investors and patrons to support their content. The second is to use our collective reach as content creators to find the advertisers who are completely fine with sponsoring the type of content YouTube thinks is questionable. Some might say that the multi-channel networks conquer that problem, but I think you're pretty deluded if you think they have a content creator's interests at heart. No, I think we need something more hands-on, honestly, although I'm not optimistic it will ever come to fruition. For this channel, yes, we will start a Patreon, the details of which we will let you know about in the not-too-distant future, but we're also going to commit to finding a long-term sponsor for the show, something we should have probably done long before now. The money we earn is primarily to be able to fund the show's producer, Sam, who's quit full-time work to meet the requirements of broadcasting the show in a different time zone, as well as buy equipment to improve the quality of the videos we make overall. I don't know what the future of our presence on the platform, that is YouTube, will be, but I can say it's not as simple as packing up and leaving. The years it has taken to build up our audience has been a fight thanks to interference from YouTube and sites like Reddit. The prospect of starting afresh somewhere else isn't really appealing, even if it does become necessary in the future. Even though I know it's just a number, the prospect of seeing that 94,000 reduced to a zero feels like an erasure of years of hard work. I guess we'll be here until the day YouTube finally decides to kick us off, and I believe that day will come for me and a lot of other content creators. But anyway, to all of the people who have supported us down the years, to the people who have donated to us and bought our merchandise, we thank you and extend our unrelenting gratitude. And now more than ever, though, we need you to help with that number up in the top right as we look for long-term solutions to financing the show. We need you to recommend us to friends, if you think they'd like what we do, of course, and keep checking to see if YouTube have unsubscribed you. Use whatever reach you have to help get our content out there on social media, and be sure to follow us on Twitch, which is a safe haven of sorts for now. I believe that what we do here is good. I believe that people want to consume our content, and I believe that more will do so in the future. I mean it when I say it's not about the money, and as such, it'll take more than having it cut off to make me throw in the towel. Thanks for watching. I hope to see you all on the next, for sure, demonetized video.